What are you doing right now?
Nothing. Well, good. Grab your bongs and keep it tuned to Sham the Weekday Rush Hour. If you have a comment or suggestion, call me at 813-327-8566. Shit, I am late for my shift at Kmart. These idiots on the road do not know how to do anything right.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Champa.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, my goodness. Yeah.
What a week. What a week. What a day for you.
Yeah, it's been it's definitely been something. There's no question about that. How have you been doing?
You know, not too bad. It's been decently busy at work, and the weather's been decent.
We like decent weather. We like when weather cooperates with us. That's very important.
Yes, we do.
So, yeah, hi, this is Anthony from Tampa. Are you ready to stuff it in tonight?
Well, I did earlier, but sure. Hey, everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi. Betty here, your lovable premium artificial intelligence unit.
Premium.
Listen
what
up.
Makes her premium?
My butthole is buzzing with excitement. Did you hear me? I said, buzzing with excitement. For tonight's broadcast of Chicago, Tampa, Shyamba Radio, episode 39, Stuffing It In, for Monday, April 11, 2016. And now for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Why, thank you, Betty. And here is your current Tampa weather from the Tampa Executive Airport, Vandenberg Airport, KVDF. It is currently 82 degrees Fahrenheit and fair outside. It's nice and sunny. It's 28 degrees centigrade for you fuckers that won't go home yet. Current humidity is 40%. Wind speed is calm and the barometer is 30.11 inches. Tonight, Tampanites can expect an armpit in the webcam. Partly cloudy skies with a low around 63. Tuesday, Tampanites can expect mostly sunny skies with a high near 83 degrees, with some light and variable winds becoming west to southwest in the morning. On Tuesday evening, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 63 with some mild west winds. On Wednesday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. It's going to be beautiful. Calm wind beginning west to southwest around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. And to wrap up your midweek weather on Wednesday night, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 66 degrees. So it's going to be a little chilly out for us Tampanites, that is.
That sounds like it.
Yeah, and then we're going to have some northwest winds 5 to 7 miles an hour. And that concludes your Tampa weather forecast.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And folks, here is your weather currently in Chicago at Chicago's Midway Airport, KMDW for your airport types. Right now, it's partly cloudy, although as I'm looking out the studios here, it's pretty damn clear. And I see a few little stratus
clouds. Is it pretty damn clear?
It's pretty damn clear. It's currently 51 degrees, 11 degrees Celsius, 31% humidity. And the winds, though, they're a little gusty. 13 miles from the west, and they're gusting at 23. So it's dry. Not a bad day today. It was really clear, really nice, easy to breathe. That's what we like.
We like easy breezy.
Yeah. So tonight, more of the same, mostly clear with a low around 34. West-northwest winds be 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. So it's going to blow you around a bit tonight. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 41. North-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east in the afternoon. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 34. So you get the picture. It's going to be chilly. But during the day, on Wednesday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 51. Woohoo! Southeast winds 5 to 10. You know, when I hear this forecast and I don't see any rain, when I hear clear, ooh, Saturday 57, that's nice.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm pretty excited that we're going to actually start seeing some nicer spring weather because the past few weeks have been really, really wet. And snowy.
Wet and snowy?
Yes.
Wet can be good. Snowy, not so much.
Yeah, you know.
Wet and snowy can be kinky.
We woke up the other day and it was icy.
Ooh, icy is definitely not good by any means.
And it's not sexy.
No, icy is not sexy at all.
Especially when you fall. And you have no one to sue.
Everyone wants to sue.
That is, however, your latest Chicago weather.
Thank you, Joe. Alrighty. So I guess are you done with your weather?
I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah. I'm done.
All right. Just checking.
So it's new. It's new with
I'm
you.
Choking. Apparently that's what's new going implement? On. No, actually, it's the same old implement that I've had for years. Actually, the same one, you know, it gets cleaned once in a while, so it looks different whenever that happens, because, you know, sometimes when they get dirty, they just look really grimy.
Well, and not only that, but if they get clogged, then you're not taking advantage of everything that's available to you.
Gotta call Roto-Rooter.
Yes. Or have a device.
Or something like that.
Yes.
All right, so I was watching Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, this past week. And he went to South Korea.
Did he?
Yes, he did. My husband and I like his show. We have a tendency to watch it. They just released season 5, I think, on Netflix, which
okay. We
have already seen, but we're kind of rewatching.
Ah, so this is something you can catch on Netflix.
Yes, it is Netflix. Great. It's Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. When he goes to South Korea, I believe it is in season 5. And he introduced me to this phenomenally strange, very, very strange kind of thing called mukbang.
Mukbang.
Mukbang. M-U-K-B-A-N-G. So mukbang. It stands for eating broadcast. It is a type of performance, and we're getting this from Wikipedia. You know, Wikipedia, the world's number one source for misinformation. Exactly. So it's a type of performance in which a host eats. Well, they engage a camera. They broadcast.
And do they fry food?
Yes, actually, some of them, I noticed they cook. And, excuse me, I've got a tickle in my throat here.
Ah. Well, folks, let me tell you, this mukbang thing.
Yes. Yes. Mucky bang. Boom bang wow.
I took a watch, and let me tell you, it was quite darn interesting.
It is, isn't it? It really, truly is. So it's a type of performance in which the host eats large quantities of food while interacting with their audience. It's usually done through a webcast. Mukbang became popular in South Korea in the aughts. In each broadcast, a host will often interact with their viewers through online chat rooms. Many hosts generate revenue through mukbang. Bang by accepting donations or partnering with advertising networks. See, that's what we need to get into. We need to get in and start doing the Shyampa Mukbang Hour.
Shyampa Mukbang Hour.
And I have no problem. I have no problem gorging myself on camera to get paid some money.
So do we do this on like a live stream, or how would we get started with mukbanging here in the States?
Apparently, they use streaming platforms such as Afrika. Are you familiar with Afrika? Not Africa, Afrika. It's A-F-R-E-E-C-A.
Afrika.
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 It stands for Any Free Broadcasting. It's a peer-to-peer technology based video streaming service.
Can watch these things right now.
We can go to Afrika right now.
Wow.
And we're both probably going to Afrika right now. It's all in Korean.
Well, luckily, Google has this wonderful thing called
Translate. I like this one. BJ Partner. What's this? Ooh, Best BJ. Oh, wait. I think that's what they call it, though. It's not what you think.
What is BJ?
I don't know. It's whatever they say for whatever they use for their little binge eating thing, a mabob. Oh my god. I have to close this window. I'm going to get totally lost in it. Okay. So anyway, so you can go online to this Afrika, Afrika, Afreeca.com. And you can go translate your way into mukbang heaven in the Korean province of South Korea. Wow. There are several genres of mukbang, including cookbang, cooking and mukbang shows. That's what you like. So you like cookbang?
Well, I saw cookbang that you posted on our Facebook page, which is what.
It is facebook.shyampa.info. That's facebook.shyampa.info.
There was this post out there that you put, and I clicked it, and it was this guy. He was great. He was, like, showing you how to cook it.
Was this the one that made... Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's actually a professionally trained chef, too.
Oh, so. Okay. There's one guy that does it from, like, an army tent as well. He was actually the one that Anthony Bourdain went to go see.
Gotcha.
Was this one. And he's, I don't remember his name offhand, and I should find it at some time and point, but the move to find a different background track is more important than looking up this guy's episode. That is true. Actually, we only got a minute and 27 seconds. So, hold on. So we'll find something. We'll do this.
Get in touch with us at the studios by calling 813-327-8566. Betty will quickly introduce herself and throw you in the queue, and we'll pick you up if you got something to say. We'd love to hear from you.
Right. You can also visit Roger. Us at There Goes Roger. Hi, Roger. Bye, Roger. He comes by every now and then for reasons unknown. We'll do this one. Okay. So, and then you can visit us, facebook.triumph.info. You can also visit... Did you give the main webpage? I'm a little spacey right now because I'm running on very little sleep from a very busy day.
It's just simply shyampa.info. That's shyampa.info.
Yep.
We've really did some really cool updates. Anthony put in some programming info from all of our different shows.
Yes. Yes, you can go online and I think... Is it called programming? What do we call the tab? I can't remember.
I believe it's called Our Programming.
Programming. You can find links to the shows that we recast and that we carry, but you will not find the original, cannot be duplicated Joe News.
And now for the news.
Well, hey everybody, it's Joe with your latest news from Chicago and around the world. So this first story. This person in the picture, Anthony, in this news story, this woman is crazy. A woman
She looks crazy.
Yeah.
She looks Riverside really crazy.
Charged a woman with DUI after she was driving, guess where? Where would she drive? What's normally where you drive a car?
In Florida.
Driving on a road.
On a road?
Right.
Okay, so she was driving on a road.
Wait, what'd you say, a river? No, she was driving on
the road. I said a road. Tracks. She was driving on railroad tracks.
Yes, a woman was charged with driving under the influence after an officer caught her driving on the railroad tracks early Friday in West Suburban Riverside.
Wow.
About 1:30 a.m., an officer was waiting for a freight train to pass at a crossing when a 2004 Saturn...
Was that the SC1 or the SC2? Because one of them had key color-coded bumpers. I think it was the SC2.
It drove onto the railroad tracks after the train hit.
How is it driving at all? It's a Saturn. I don't see any of them on the road anymore. I think I saw one last week.
Really?
Yeah. It was actually moving, too. It wasn't stopped on the side of the road. And I know, before we get angry calls and letters, and please, if you're angry with us, call us anyway. We want to hear from you. We like to hear our angry callers. 813-327-8566. I owned a Saturn. It was a terrible, terrible, devastating experience.
When you pushed that car's gas pedal to the max, it sounded like a Cessna was going to explode.
Something. It sounded like something. And then it just became a big pile of poop. And I had to sue and get my money back.
But, you know, speaking of people that are not going to get their money back, this driver later identified as Amanda G. Phillips. She's making a left turn onto Harlem Avenue, mistaking the railroad tracks for the road.
Ooh.
So the officer contacted the dispatch center to contact the Canadian National Railway to shut down railroad traffic. He then parked his car, got out, and ran about 200 feet on the track behind the Saturn. When the car got lodged between the railroad ties and the tracks.
I mean, am I a bad person? Because I know the cop, like, halted railroad service. Am I a bad person? Because I thought, I'm like, oh, hell, I'd just go to the Circle K, get a bag of popcorn, come back and watch the show. Who can win, the train or the drunk in the Saturn, who somehow is able to successfully navigate railroad tracks in a Saturn while drunk?
Well, no, she got stuck. It got, because her car got wedged. So,
Well, of course, it was a Saturn. was a Saturn. So, please continue with our adventure down the railroad.
So, the officer, when he got up to her, she told him that she
I want two tacos with lettuce and cheese. Diet Coke and a cheeseburger. Thank you. Second window. I'll be right there. I know there's a Florida story out there somewhere that has happened, and I have to find it. Please
continue. This is like our example of a Florida story.
No, it's true. But I mean, it really exemplifies superhuman feats, being able to get that freaking Saturn up on the damn railroad tracks. The fact that it was moving at all. So anyway, so he walks up to her window. I'm sorry, I keep breaking in on the thing. Maybe I didn't make decaf coffee. I think you might have used the regular stuff. Anyway, so he goes up to the window.
So he smells alcohol and he gives Phillips a sobriety test, which she failed.
No shit, Sherlock.
So, like, during the test, she couldn't stand.
Okay.
She fell over quite a few times.
Wow.
But she got it up onto the tracks.
She gets a trophy.
Hold 200 on. Feet.
Hold on, let me find the trophy dispenser. Hold on, where's the trophy? Here we go.
Here it is.
We go. No. Oh, that sounds like Roger. Hi, Roger.
He doubles as the trophy dispenser.
That's quite a trophy you're getting there if you're getting a trophy from Roger. Let me tell you. All right, so she totally failed the field sobriety test.
Yep. So she was charged with improper turning, trespassing on railroad property, no proof of insurance.
At that point, who cares?
Yeah, and being stopped on railroad tracks when traffic was obstructed, and DUI.
Wow.
So police said her car was towed to a DUI impound lot where state law requires law enforcement to hold a vehicle for a minimum of 12 hours until a sober driver picks it up.
Well, I hope so.
Mm. Yes. Wow. So, okay, this next story is interesting, and it actually requires you to play a YouTube video, Anthony.
Yes, I can accomplish that.
Okay.
Am I doing that now?
Yes.
Okay.
So, this next story is, a man says he was arrested for not returning VHS rental.
All right, here we go. I think I got it.
Morning, Facebook. I did not feel like typing this entire story to y'all this morning, so I figured I'd just make a video. And honestly, you really can't make up what I'm about to tell you. So this morning I get stopped by Concord, North Carolina's finest, Concord Police Department. Two really nice officers. I won't say their names. They're cool. They were cool to me, so I'll omit their names. But pulls up behind me. It's the blue lights on the way to bring my daughter to school. Comes up to the window. Hey, man, you know you got a brake light out. I'm like, no, I thought I just fixed it. Yada, yada. Can I see your license? Sure. Takes my driver's license back to his car and makes me sit there for about 20 minutes. Well, about a half hour, it seemed. He finally comes back and he's like, sir, can you step out of the car? And my daughter's in the back seat like, bug-eyed. You know, what's happening, daddy? Are they going to take you to jail for a bad brake light? You know, no. They're not going to take me to jail. So I'm asking him, you know, why do I need to get out, man? Like, just tell me. Like, what's the problem? Come on, sir. It's easier to talk back here. So reluctantly, I complied because I wasn't doing anything wrong. I don't have any warrants or anything. So I got out of the car, rolled the windows up. They realized my daughter was in there. The guy brings me to the back of the car and he goes, sir, I don't know how to tell you this, but there's a warrant for your arrest from 2002. Apparently you rented a movie, Freddy Got Fingered, and you never returned it. So there's a civil suit that they process as a criminal case, and we're here to take you to jail.
Wow.
But it's from 14 years ago, and I see you have your daughter, and I think this is ridiculous. And I'm looking at this man like, what? It's like, you got some proof? Let me see the warrant. He takes me back to the car. You know, I look down. Sure enough, there's my name, address with my ex-girlfriend from forever ago. And, Freddie got fingered.
That's not
they just served the warrant 14 years later. That's what my local police department and lawmakers are up to. They're not out here catching heroin dealers.
Yeah.
Nope.
You know what I mean? They're chasing people for movie rentals from places that don't even exist anymore. That blows my mind. So the cop's like, you know, you need to come down to the police department. No, the magistrate, the police department, ask for us. We'll get this cleared up, maybe on a written promise or something. So now I got to take more time out of my day to go down to the police department to clear up something from 14 years ago that, for whatever reason, just now got processed. I'm not sure what the statute of limitations are in North Carolina for something like that. I'm going to find out. I'm going to know my rights and know the law before
North Carolina.
I walk in there. You better believe that.
What's
not sure
with
I need
you?
A lawyer at this point, but...
I don't know. I
figured Facebook should know what our finest... our police officers are up to out here.
People.
I know, right?
I've lost six friends in the last 6 years to heroin.
Failures.
You know,
North Kakalaki's been a bad place.
And this is what's keeping them busy. This is what my tax dollars pay for.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah.
Who would ever thought that forgetting to drop off Freddy Got Fingered at the Holly Weird video 14 years ago will get you a warrant for your arrest?
Yep. He was booked on a charge of failure to return rental property. So this VHS rental place actually filed a criminal complaint. A criminal complaint. Because that's not a civil complaint, you would get sued probably, right? You would get sued for the price of the VHS tape.
Yeah.
And damages and maybe lawyer fees or whatever.
Yeah.
But they filed a criminal complaint. What the F is going on?
Probably a theft. Probably as theft.
Wow.
As theft. It'd be penny theft, but theft nonetheless.
I guess.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Alright, let's go. Let's move on.
Alright, return your movies. Remember, return yes. your movies.
And folks, okay.
I know. A cat in a box on my screen.
I know. Sometimes you gotta do strange things. But Katie. Please, there was a cat sent by the mail, and it, but it survived 8 days in a box.
Did I ever tell you the one time I was watching after a friend's cats, and he was out of town for like a week and a half, and I remembered that I was watching the cats about a week after he had left town, and hadn't been there beforehand to feed or water the poor cats. So, they can survive a lot. It's quite surprising.
Well, this feisty feline was shipped by accident along with some DVDs. A tough Siamese
cat. Didn't have Freddy got fingered in it.
That would be too funny. A tough Siamese cat named Cupcake has survived 8 days cooped up in a box after accidentally being sent through the mail by your British owners.
Wow.
Cupcake was in a box with an order of DVDs that was sent from Cornwall in southwestern England to West Sussex in south central England.
I see.
The recipient found a badly dehydrated Cupcake in the box along with the DVDs and contacted the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals for help.
The Royal Society.
Yes. So the RSPCA traced the owners to the cat's microchip. So that's a good thing.
Well, of course. Katie. Electronic Katie's.
Yep.
Why didn't they just check the return mail address?
True.
I think that would probably indicate probably the likely source of the cat as well. Jeds are the owners of the cat are the same people that sent that box.
Because I doubt the cat made that perfectly shaped square in the box, right?
Hi, Katie. It was the Katie window. It batted as it went down the conveyor belt at the mail facility. Yeah. So we went through the expensive process of scanning the cat with like some kind of gamma ray and identifying its owner without checking the return address on the box. So we found out who owns the cat, the Katie in the box. So who put the Katie in the box?
Well, owner Julie Baggett said on Sunday that we looked forever for Cupcake everywhere.
And no, you didn't.
Adding that she felt terrible about Cupcake's ordeal. Now, vets said Cupcake needed treatment but should recover fully.
Wow. Go Cupcake.
Yeah. Now, this next story, folks.
This one looks interesting.
You know what? It's like out of Keystone Cops. Police chase features convertible, rain, a TMZ bus tour, donuts, and selfies.
Ooh, donuts.
Yes, and this is out of DNA Chicago. That's DNA weird. By Ben Hooper, Los Angeles. United Press International.
Okay.
A pair of suspected burglars in Los Angeles led police on a bizarre chase involving rain, a convertible, a TMZ bus, tour bus, and donuts in the middle of the street. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the chase began shortly after 1:30 a.m. when deputies received a call about two home burglary suspects in Cerritos fleeing in a Ford Mustang convertible with its top down. A video captured by a witness appears to show the suspects tried and failed to put the convertible's top up while in motion.
You can't do that. You can't. I tried that once on the highway. It is not recommended that you do that.
The chase took the men and police through the San Gabriel Valley and then to the northbound 110 freeway in South Los Angeles. Footage from the chase shows the men experienced a pop tire from a spike strip and were nearly stopped when a TMZ.
Wow.
Tour bus blocked their path.
Now that's the tabloid magazine
gossip
show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've avoided them many times on broadcast television. So anyways, so now we've stopped in front of the TMZ. See, I almost did it too. The TMZ bus, probably loaded with tourists just like taking pictures and everything.
No.
No.
But they were able to wedge past the bus, which was carrying only its driver at the time.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
However, one of the men in the convertible appeared to throw a hamburger at the bus driver.
Hey, buddy, you look hungry. Eat something. Why did he throw a hamburger at the bus driver? What the fuck did the bus driver do?
So
anyway.
The car was filmed doing donuts in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard around 2:30.
Wow.
See, the time is crazy. That now they're saying 2:30 p.m.
Was this 2:30? Well, I looked at the video, and the video was in the daytime.
It must have been 2:30 p.m. Yeah.
Yes, it was in the 2:30 in the afternoon. Really? Right. This shit happened at 2:30. You got to look at the. Did you post the thing to Face Place, Mabobber?
I will post that soon. Police said the car, which is eventually driving on just the rim where the tire was popped, stopped around 3:30 p.m. on a narrow residential street where the suspects got out of the car and were seen giving high fives and snapping selfies with bystanders.
Wow. Yeah.
The men surrendered to deputies as soon as they arrived on the scene. I haven't been involved in a lot of pursuits, but I haven't seen quite anything like that. Dennis Zien, a former councilman with 47 years of experience as a Los Angeles police officer and reservist, told the Los Angeles Times.
Wow.
The high fives at the end were ridiculous.
It's posted.
Yep.
If you're listening live, you can go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.champ.info and see this posted live breaking news, but I won't because we need to go into a break soon. So we're driving crazy in this damn car.
And, well, I'm done. Those are your latest Chip Skipper reports.
Wow. I'm totally out of it tonight. I need more coffee. Alrighty. Okay. So, thanks, Joe, for that awesome news section. Here we go. I found the part of the script I need. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or just follow the pink blinky cursor. You can also Skype us at chiampa.radio. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A. But if you've gotten this far listening to us, more than likely you know how to spell our name. Be sure to visit us on Facebook at facebook.chiampa.info or just go to chiampa.info, people. This is too damn much. Our blog has the latest in our scheduled programming, all of our content providers and everything. So hang tight. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, and I'm going to have to grab me a cup of coffee or some shit like that. But let me turn off this tracker. Or take a nap, one of the two. All right, folks, we'll be back in a few moments.
You are tuned into Chiampa Weed Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio.
You can go to get the very best. When you say bye. the word that means a lot to do it all. When you say but, it means you want the beer that's got a taste that's number one. When you say but, you tell the world you know what makes it all the way. When you say but, you say you care enough to only want the king of beer. There is the other one. There's only something left, because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
A fun factory. Let's have a Play-Doh party.
Yeah.
A shooting star.
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti.
And now you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun and little enough to take with you wherever you go while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here. From Kenner.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 1300 answering machine with one-touch playback of messages, call screening, and remote turn-on from any touch-tone phone for the great price of $58.88. That's only $58.88, a fantastic Sears price for a fantastic AT&T answering machine. So check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Are we live?
I don't know. I'm waiting for Joe Play Betty 2.
Oh,
okay.
Welcome back.
There we go.
Stay tuned. Anthony has some wild, weird and wacky shit as always out of Florida and beyond. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Barbershop Quartet Day, National Cheese Fondue Day, Yum Yum Fun, and National 8-Track Tape Day, National Pet Day, Yay Kitty, and finally, National Submarine Day. So with that said, go grab your bongs, bitches, and let's get started already with segment B of the Joe and Anthony Show.
Yay!
Yay, kitty!
So, today was National Pet Day, and holy crap, was Facebook just blowing up.
Oh my god.
With pictures of cats. I didn't see too many dogs. I saw lots of cats.
I saw both. I saw
really?
Both. Yeah, my mom is like, her dog has surpassed me in the chain of command for child love. I think I honestly think I never thought that threshold would come, because I am my mother's favorite child, and she's very blatant about it, and unfortunately I think that dog of hers has taken that place, which is good and bad, but she's got a pairing. This will be interesting. We'll have to have a special segment on it later.
A special segment.
We'll let it go for like a couple months. I'm pairing my mother up with a roommate.
So, you know, the last time I had fondue, as I think you were here, you weren't living in the city.
Yes, I think I was living in the city. Oh, Jesus, that was forever and a day ago.
Yes, it was a great fondue experience. Holy
crap.
It was
a great fondue experience.
If you haven't had fondue, you're missing out.
Yes, but don't try to do it yourself. Go somewhere that does it, because doing it yourself is a friggin' nightmare, let me tell you. I've done it, and you want to pull your damn hair out.
Really? So,
oh, God, yeah. It's
oh,
awful.
Yeah, didn't you
it's
have a fondue machine?
Yeah, actually, I have two fondues. Two. Dos fonduos. Yeah, this music is fitting. So, yes. Actually, no, because you bought me a George Foreman grill for Christmas many, many, many years ago. But I already got a George Foreman grill for Christmas, and I got a big George Foreman grill for Christmas. So I returned your George Foreman grill to Target, and Target had the fondue sets on sale. So I bought the cheese fondue and the meat fondue. And I've used them several times, and they are wonderful, because doing the fondue thing, I think, is awesome.
Yeah, it's actually a fun little party thing.
But it's a lot of fucking work.
Maybe you just keep it simple, though. Maybe you already have, like, say, pineapple grilled, for instance.
I see. And then you can use that
with chocolate, or maybe you've got a coconut sauce that you can make as a fondue.
True.
And you make it simple.
It's important to keep things simple. It's very important to keep things simple.
Yeah.
So, but simple. Go on. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, if you've got your own fondue story or recipe, please give us a call at 813-327-8566. If you are listening to us on a recast, don't worry. You can still call that number. Give us a voicemail. Tell us your story. We'll play it on a future broadcast. You can also Skype us right now if you want to. Go to shyampa.radio, or is it Shyampa Space Radio?
It's shyampa.radio.
Shyampa.radio. Put that in Skype. Yeah. And then, Anthony, what kind of cool shows do we got here?
Oh, goodness. We've been working up the schedule, and we've got some good things that we do throughout the day to kind of keep you going. First off, we start our day off with CPR news. Yesterday's news, fresh today. Which is true, because it's yesterday's news. And it doesn't come out until later in the day anyway, so it's literally yesterday's news. Delivered to you fresh at 6 in the morning. And then we have morning rush hour with our two automated friends, Betty and Roger. Two psychotic robots that Joe and I have created that are just psychotic. It is not safe for work. It's so if you listen to it at work, we recommend using headphones. Betty and Roger can be quite, quite vulgar. It makes it quite amusing to listen to, but they can definitely be quite vulgar. So if you listen, I recommend headphones in the office space as you listen to them. Anywho, so we got that. And then we go through the morning with a couple different programs. We have Weekend Radio News, which is a little stale right now because Tom Rowe has been battling the flu. I haven't heard an update about him yet. But I'll probably check with them just to see how he's doing. So he probably will be out for a little while longer. So this week in radio news, I kind of just pick something at random that's fairly recent and play it for the week. We have World Beat Canada, some good grooves for you. We also get CPR news again at noon to top off your hour. Again, yesterday's news halfway fresh, stale through the midday. Then we give you some Radio Thrift Shop, where DJ Frederick will spin you some tunes, wax albums, LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, everything. It's a nice little mixture of music that he'll throw on there. And our library includes over 350 of his episodes, so you should be getting a fresh one or a pretty reasonable fresh one in the reruns. And then you get us. You can listen to us at 1:30 in the afternoon. We are not safe for work. We are not live, but it is our recast from our previous show. We do a This Way Out after Joe and myself. It's your up to date weekly gay and lesbian news, LGBT news. I'm sorry. Then we do Toppers in the afternoon. Gil, tell us a little bit about how did you? Because I've Toppers was a hard sell to me, to be honest with you.
You know what? Toppers was one of those situations where one day I sat down, poured through all of the really cool stuff that you can find at radioforall.net. That's radioforall.net. I was trying to find stuff that was just like clever or witty or funny and maybe had some kind of a musical format. And I found Toppers, and I listened to this guy, and I was cracking up through the entire thing.
Gil is funny. Very funny. So we, and stay with us. We'll be past the boring stuff in about 5 minutes. Excuse me.
Uh-oh. So, Gil, he's on this thing called Boston Free Radio. And it's actually a really cool resource. Apparently, you can sign up to be a DJ and put out your own program.
Yep.
So we should probably do it.
We can. I think one of our local stations here in Tampa does that as well. I don't know if our station would be acceptable for broadcast. We'd have to probably change a lot of things about our format.
Well, Gil does some pretty twisted stuff, though.
That's true.
He's pretty twisted.
Twisted, so we'll have to see. But anywho, so we run that, and then we run three toppers. So we, what happened? There we go. Okay. Pushing buttons all over the place. We got 4.5 minutes. All right. So then we get 3 toppers in a row. They're an hour each, so you get 3 hours of toppers in the afternoon. Good for your drive home. It's quite hilarious, especially sitting in traffic. My yes. favorite episode still is Recycling Into the Air.
Where he meets the funny leprechauns.
Yes, the funny leprechauns. We don't. We have the entire collection that's available on AEInfos on the server. He doesn't have a huge set, a huge volume of episodes, but he is he does make them, and they do come out from time to time. They're probably once a month ish.
Yeah,
seems to be.
Yeah.
So we have what of his complete library. We run that in the afternoon, so that should rotate that a little bit for you. And then we got another radio thrift shop from that library with DJ Jazzy Jeff, whatever his name is. I don't know. He's in the mornings. I don't right. see him in the mornings. I come to the studio in the afternoon half drunk. Then at 7 o'clock, 7:30 Eastern, we start with us. If we're not live on Mondays, hi. We just do our recast for our previous show, and then we give you a This Way Out, and then we get Upfront Soul all night long. We love Upfront Soul all night long. It's kind of a knockoff of the NPR station here, the college station in Tampa, yeah. WUSF, because they do jazz. They do jazz overnight. And I'm like, instead of running all this programming overnight, why don't we just throw some jazz on? And I found myself in the evenings
and
when we
kind of
switch
you.
Over, I do put it on and I listen. Yeah. And it's quite enjoyable. I like
She's
it.
She's got some funky stuff that plays.
She does have some funky stuff.
And it gets
stuff.
Your groove going.
It does. It does. It's some good shit.
Yep.
So that's that. And we have an extensive weekend program, but you've already fallen asleep. But we have some great shows like Illinois World Labor Hour, WEFT, which actually we will be doing an interview on May 7th. Hopefully we can do it while Joe is visiting the Tampa studio. I haven't heard back from them, but it would be nice if we can do it while we're both here. And then we got some other stuff going on. Headphone Meditation, that's a metal show. Global Go-Go, that's some good dancey stuff and some good jamming music. And then Final Straw for all you anarchists out there. Got to carry it once in a while. So that's our programming lineup, and I need to access the database.
Accessing, and we can't forget Joe's tech segment.
Yes, tell us a little bit about your tech segment, Joe, because you've got a minute and 30 seconds.
The tech segment, really cool. I'm interested in all kinds of technology, and it doesn't have to be electronics and computers and circuits. It could be the technology of money. It could be how pollution works or how it destroys the environment. It could be things operate in the wild, or chickens, or farms, or medicines. You know, anything that has a technical component, even psychology, even talking about terrorism. There's a technical component to all of this stuff.
It's kind of like Joe wants to know Joe's
everything.
It's really Joe's science segment.
Yes.
Yeah. Something like that. But yeah, no, I've enjoyed it. You've been adding more to it on the weekends, so that's been good, and I've been catching some different stuff, which has been nice.
So I've been trying to also change up the opening. Like, I'll do little reviews of like things that I've purchased, or if I've been to Micro Center or something, you know, that's kind of along those lines. That's
Tequila. All right. So you give us your techie stuff, which is a great program on the weekend. So I do highly recommend listening to it. There goes Roger. I hear him in the background. He's on the go. He's going to go shit somewhere. Fucking robots.
Believe.
Fucking robots. Jesus, I tell you.
Yeah, those robots, man. Though there's if you don't know what we're talking about, definitely go to our blog at triampa.info. There's a post out there about who our online personalities are, and you'll see pictures. Who's the artist that made those pictures?
Anna Cooper.
Yes,
she's a wonderful artist.
Order up. She it's 4:20 somewhere.
She made the renditions of Betty and Roger for us because Joe has probably more than I do. I have no artistic talent. If you wanted me to draw you a picture of Betty, it would have been like a square with wheels on the bottom with an antenna. Like, here you go. That's Betty. I couldn't have done what she did. So she did a beautiful job making both Roger and Betty. And I think she captured the spirit of the whole thing. So anywho.
Hey, Anthony, I hear you have some crazy news this evening.
We sure do. Hold on a moment. Hold on. Find the cart. Find the cart. The database has been accessed. We must now find the card in the database. Ooh, there we go. All right. Go to Anthony News. I'm in Anthony News Copy. Oh, no, that's Joe News Copy. Here's Anthony New Copy. Okay. All right. You've been drinking all night long. We all know how it goes sometimes. It's almost 5 in the morning and you need to be at work. You feel like a dump truck ran you over, backed up, and then ran you over again. And now you can't find your car. What are you going to do? Well, the Florida Sun Sentinel tells us what Lisa Marcus, 45, from Boca Raton did. You go a little down there, Mr. Background Noise. There we go. You get you in the background there. Not too... not much. Okay, there you go. A night of heavy drinking led to a woman repeatedly calling 911, Florida 911, after losing her car, according to Boca Raton police report. So you're drunk and you can't find your car. So what's the first thing you do? Let's call the cops and tell them that we want to get into a vehicle and attempt to drive it home. The first of 8 calls to 911 dispatchers started about 4:54 on Monday morning. So she... just Monday morning. Wow.
Wow, she was out late.
Yeah. So Lisa told the police that she thought that she had blacked out from drinking and didn't know where she had left her car. After reportedly being told not to call 911 for her lost car, the calls kept coming in until about 10 to 7 in the morning. An officer headed to Lisa's apartment about 7:30 to find her front door open. And after several knocks on the door without any answer, the officer walked inside to check on Lisa, where he found her lying in bed. She stated that calling 911 repeatedly was no big deal, the officer wrote in his report. It was unclear if Lisa ever found her car. Maybe it was going the wrong way on 275 here in Tampa.
Oh, yeah, you had a string of those stories. So
they keep going. Lisa faces a misuse of 911 charge and was booked and released from Palm Beach County Jail on her own recognizance.
So let me quickly ask, is there such a thing as attempted DUI?
I don't think there's such a thing as attempted DUI.
Okay.
No. If they can't catch her in the act, then it's kind of difficult to...
Well, she would qualify for it, though. Oops.
What are you doing? What are you doing to my news script? Stop. Stop editing. Oh, my goodness. Stop. No clicky, clicky, blinky, blinky. Jesus, my day already started with a friggin' encryption virus infection. I don't need to chase clinky, 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 blinky, blinky all over my screen. All right. Let's move on. Moving on. Lately.
Sexy.
Lately, it seems as if we can't go a week without some fool from Florida getting themselves into the news by getting naked in public. This week, the Daily Commercial brings us Justin Hess, our newest member of the Florida Nakedest Hall of Fame. Justin's girlfriend told Claremont police that she was riding with Justin and their 1-year-old daughter in their vehicle when he began punching her.
Okay.
She didn't know why, saying she just started going crazy on me. The girlfriend later told her mother about the alleged incident after it had happened. 911 was contacted. That is the proper use. Actually, she should have called 911 and was beating the shit out of her, but I guess fair enough. Close enough. But, you know, proper, improper, there's a difference. Right. Waiting in the drive-thru too long, improper use. Floridians have a problem with that. Police met Justin at his home, and he claimed his girlfriend had punched him in the nose and that he was just defending himself, according to an arrest affidavit. The girlfriend had bruises on her arms, scrapes on her neck, a lump on her forehead, and other injuries to her face, according to police. Justin had no apparent injuries.
I'd punch him in the nose, too.
Right? So police charged Justin with domestic battery and took him to the police substation. Upon arrival at the station, Justin stripped completely out of his clothing, according to the arrest affidavit. There was nothing in the affidavit to include that police thought that Justin was under the influence of any drugs or alcohol.
He just volunteered to strip.
He's like, you know what, dude?
He just felt like stripping.
He's like, let's get naked. I'm naked as a jailbird. Woo!
Hey, stuff it in.
Stuff it in. He said, "Well, my daddy said, when you go to prison, you find the biggest man and be his bitch." Right?
Oh, man.
Exactly. He was getting himself ready, I guess. Wow. So just took off his clothes for no reason whatsoever. So he remained in the Lake County Jail Monday under a $1,000 bond.
Naked?
I'm sure he probably put some clothes on by now. All right. Let's see here. These are getting interesting. In fact, they're getting a little bit more than interesting. They're getting a little scary. The great lengths that Floridians will go through to conceal objects is just totally beyond my comprehension. And the next two are the whole reason why I said to Joe, we're calling this episode Stuff It. Because we have these two next stories that totally involve stuffing it. And then, of course, we had the Korean, the mukbang, whatever it is, which we need to make money from that.
Did you see the lady on mukbanging where she actually was, like, belching?
Oh, yeah.
And then she would be, like, getting comments and typing. And
oh, yeah,
like,
totally. I'm like, they go crazy over Koreans doing that. What if Americans did that? They kind of like the American culture.
Americans can't do that. They have to do this, what's in this story.
All right. So as we continue, our next story comes from WPEC, CBS Channel 12, West Palm Beach, Florida, and involves Tiffany Lynn Flores, no relation to Belinda Lynn Flores, our front desk receptionist. The whole ordeal began when police she told me to put that in there. The whole ordeal began when a police officer pulled over a car at North Wallow Street, Willow Street, for a traffic violation on Tuesday afternoon. One officer at the scene had noticed the woman in the passenger seat, Tiffany Lynn, step out of the car for a moment and then get back in. When the officer was at the vehicle, he noticed a small baggie next to Tiffany Lynn. It contained cocaine. According to police who tested the substance at the scene, Tiffany Lynn was arrested. Poor Tiffany. That's so sad. Tiffany's fairy tale is quickly unraveling. As Tiffany's 4-year-old daughter was in the back seat of the car, but was safely released to a relative.
Oh my.
In our fairy tale, police took Tiffany Lynn to the Indian River County Jail. Doesn't that sound lovely? When Tiffany Lynn arrived for her stay at the Indian River County Jail, she told jailers she couldn't go through the security scanner because she was pregnant.
Aw.
Authorities tested her and showed that she wasn't.
Oh.
Ooh. The staff made Tiffany Lynn walk through the scanner when a staffer noticed a peculiar object concealed in the woman's vagina. The staff moved Tiffany Lynn to a jail cell where she removed, not one, but well, one, a crack pipe.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Right up in there. Tiffany Lynn is facing charges for possession of drug paraphernalia and tampering with evidence.
Convenient storage.
I guess so. I mean, this is my purse. It's a little harder for someone to purse snatch you.
That is true.
But it is a snatch purse.
Yes. You need a little string to kind of pull it out, because you also don't want it to get lost.
Yeah. If, of course, if it's getting lost, then it's a bit more cavernous.
Speaking of things, ooh.
Yes. So, as we move on from our fairy tale, we now get to Nicholas Bryan. Byram.
Wow.
All right, so placing objects inside one's body seems to be a trend lately, hence tonight's show title, Stuff It. I've already said this. The next story of Stuff It comes from CBS 47, Action News Jacksonville.
Action.
Nicholas Byram, 32, was charged with reckless driving, battery of a police officer, resisting arrest, drug possession, and concealment of a handcuff key. The key is probably the most Florida stuff it part of the story. According to authorities, it all started with a disturbance call on April 2nd at a Baker County residence. When the Baker County Sheriff's Office arrived, they saw Nicholas leave in the Jeep. The authorities gave chase. During the pursuit, speeds reached as high as 110 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone, and Nicholas made repeated attempts to strike the patrol car that was chasing him, according to reports. Allegedly, whatever. Whatever releases us from liability. Police said Nicholas then threw a beer out the window during the chase, which continued despite a damaged left front tire. The chase ended when the Jeep lost its rear tire, of course, sending it into a ditch where it struck a tree. As police approached the car, they shouted commands to Nicholas to exit the Jeep, but he refused. So, deputies deployed a canine officer who engaged Nicholas in the vehicle. Nicholas was bitten on the right shoulder and arm and punched the canine in the head and attempted to wrap his hands around the dog's muzzle, according to the report. Finally, Nicholas was just tased, and EMS was dispatched to the scene to treat Nicholas's wounds. The report said when Nicholas's vehicle was searched, marijuana was found inside the vehicle. I don't know about you, but weed never made me do shit like that.
Mm-mm.
He was probably high on some other shit, too. So, Nicholas was taken to the hospital, where it was discovered that Nicholas had a handcuff key concealed in his rectum.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he had a handcuff key up his butthole.
So how did they get that out?
Well, I'm sure they just pulled it out. But the other question is, why was it up there? Was this something that he had planned to do all day? Which it seemed like the whole incident was rather...
Perhaps he's something more than just...
Maybe he keeps it up there all the time.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's possible. Casey gets pulled over for driving like an idiot, which he did. And it didn't do him any good. So anyway, I got a minute and 12 seconds. So the report noted that Nicholas was also driving on a suspended license. And that's it for this evening's crazy Florida news of Floridians. And we are stuffing it in.
These news stories, folks, I tell you, they don't get any stupider, any less stupider.
They just
keep going.
I really don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know.
It's like there's a stupidity generator just spitting out stupidity rays into the atmosphere.
Ooh.
Stupidity rays. You know, it's the excess methane that's getting released into the atmosphere.
Methane something. But
maybe our brains aren't getting enough oxygen.
Maybe. So, I guess that's it for your crazy Florida news. Betty, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned into, Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air experience? Let's talk live at 813-3278566. If you happen to be listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave a voicemail. Joe and Anthony will play your message in a future cast or during our live cast. Skype the studio, put Shyamba.radio in your contacts list.
It's exhausting.
If Roger answers, do not listen to him. He will corrupt your mind and have you voting for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump at the same time, and the election judges will let you get away with it. So hang up immediately. I will deal with that idiot. You can also visit the studios at Shyamba.info. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh my goodness, Betty. Wow. We got to make a shorter script for you. That's a lot of infos. You just get kind of lost with it. You're like, about info.info.info. We got to figure out how to consolidate that. Because it's labor. Because when I read it after you, when we close up segment A, it's the same thing with me. I'm just like, oh my God, this is just exhausting.
Well, so maybe
we should just point him to the main page. We got our Facebook link on our page, right?
Yeah.
All right. So then we just point on the. I'll take that out of my script. Anyway,
we could take it out. Yeah.
We're talking shop. Sorry.
We're talking shop. That's fine. We do it sometimes.
Yep. So anywho, thanks, Betty. I'm going back to script. Thanks, Betty. Stay tuned and remember to stuff it in. We'll have to take care of some business, like getting some fresh decaf coffee, and I'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Listen. We're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. In 1984, biologist E.O. Wilson made a suggestion for which a lesser scientist would have been ridiculed, if not completely ignored. Wilson proposed the biophilia hypothesis, an idea that says humans have an innate tendency to focus on life and other life forms. Science will bristle with alarm at the word innate, unless you can give the specific coordinates on the genome where the behavior arises out of DNA. Wilson based his biophilia idea on his own experience, watching insects from the time of his earliest memory. Watching the creatures, or even scanning the forest floor looking for them, he would find himself in a timeless state of concentration, riveted and receptive to minutiae and detail. He called this state the hunter's trance, connecting it to the anecdotal reports of many hunters, and argued that the ability to enter such a trance is connected to humans' enormous evolutionary success. When they left the forest for life on the savanna, hominids who entered the hunter's trance were able to learn the habits of carnivorous predators as well as the animals they hunted. Those who didn't have that ability were most likely to get eaten and might not find anything to eat. It's a nice thought. There's a certain logic to it, but it's not science, or at least it wasn't in 1984 when Wilson made the suggestion and it wasn't particularly well received. Where would such a trance come from, and why would the tendency to concentrate on other living things be innate? Enter oxytocin, a hormone best known for starting childbirth and inducing lactation. It turns out that it does a lot more than that. Oxytocin is secreted at the base of the brain, in the hypothalamus, and the entire nervous system is sensitive to its effects. Oxytocin production is stimulated by estrogen, but it is not a female-only hormone because men produce it as well. Oxytocin lowers the heart rate and blood pressure, quiets the brain's fear center, and suppresses the production of stress hormones. Childbirth begins with a flood of oxytocin that contracts the uterus and stimulates milk production. Nursing stimulates the production of more oxytocin, as does the sight or sound of the baby. New mothers will even produce oxytocin at the mention of their baby's names or upon seeing a photograph. It's oxytocin that puts new mothers in the brain-addled state that allows them to spend hours gazing at their babies, finding new and fascinating details in their faces and tiny bodies. The equivalent of a hunter's trance in the mother ensures survival for the otherwise helpless infant. All mammals produce oxytocin. Rats injected with oxytocin will engage in social behaviors with other rats, even in stressful situations where they would ordinarily flee one another. When injected with an oxytocin blocker, Rats who had been familiar with one another no longer recognized each other under any circumstances, although they could still do their typical maze-running, lever-pressing tricks. When rats are gently stroked, they release oxytocin. Prairie voles establish a lifetime pair bond by lying quietly next to each other for hours as their oxytocin levels mount. Oxytocin could be the reason why we have pets and domesticated animals. When humans and dogs have friendly interactions with one another, the oxytocin level of both the human and the dog nearly double. So, are you feeling stressed and jittery? Overly anxious? An oxytocin rush could put you back on the map. You can get it by gazing into the eyes of any creature, even a creature in a picture. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
You are tuned into Shyamba. We Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Anthony.
Hi.
Yes, we are.
Just a wee bit. So, oh, man. Yeah, so that's been some, it's been some interesting shit we've been talking about. Stuff it.
Yeah, stuffing it in. Shoot.
Wow. Yeah, I don't get it. But I still think if we can make some serious money doing that Ming Bang Yang Wang thing once
that mukbang,
like mukbang, yes. Once, and folks, you know, once a day, I mean, for an hour.
You get the foods you like. It doesn't necessarily have to be Chinese or Asian food.
There was a woman eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. No, seriously, there was one I posted. What I posted on the website was a Google image search for mukbang, and it's just the screenshot of what it brought up.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's quite so, amusing.
Hey, do you got a story for us about mukbanging, or do you like to eat? Give us a call. Tell us about it. 813-327-8566.
We're in segment C. That's where we let our hair down.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, we got some Joe Wisdoms coming up. Joe Wisdom sent over a cart. So we'll get to that in a minute. So, taxes, they're done.
Taxes are done.
Yes, taxes are done.
Yeah, I sent my check not too long ago. I always owe. Okay. It's been a while since I've gotten a refund.
You know, I thought if you own property, you get some discounts and breaks. And
the problem with that is that because the interest rates are so low, and I've taken advantage of that, I've refinanced my mortgage twice since 2009. But the thing is, the interest rates are low. It's like 3.75%, 3.5%.
Okay.
And what you were able to do, you were able to deduct that interest off of your gross adjusted income. But the problem is, or AGI, your adjusted gross income, your AGI. But the problem is that your standard deduction is higher than what you paid in interest last year on your mortgage.
So if you had a mortgage that was 25% interest rate, then you would have
an awesome deduction, yeah. But I'm not complaining, because the fact that I have a low interest rate, I'm happy about having a nice fixed low interest rate on my mortgage, as opposed to, you know, a high interest rate, because that means more of my payments going towards the principal, which is very important to me, because I want to pay this house off at some point in my life. Ooh, I've got to burp. Wow, I'm a little piglet here. So, anywho, so I don't know what the hell we were talking about.
It's just random. We're letting our hair down now.
We're letting our hair down.
Hopefully, we'll get some callers one of these days, folks. This is episode 39.
You
know,
I've come to realize that in my life, I also need some extra hobbies. I can't play SimCity forever, so this is one of them, and this is very exciting. It's like I get
to
actually...
420.
Well, if we get there, I'll be very happy. But we have fun with it, and we learn new things.
Exactly, and, you know, I mean, maybe we're just not a call-in show. Some shows just aren't call-in shows. Some shows just, you know, you just blab, and people will listen. I mean, we get downloads. We get listeners, mm-hmm. you know. I don't know if they use us to, they're probably using us to torture inmates at Gitmo or something. Like, listen to these two they fuckers.
They play my laugh, like, in a loop.
Both of us, I know. Just kind of like, oh yeah, right. There's, you know, we're implements of torture. Yeah. So
guess what I've been getting into lately?
I see a breadboard. I see a breadboard and an 8-segment LED display. You should post pictures of that on Facebook.
I will. Should I post them as Chip Skipper? Yes, I should.
Yes, you should post them as Chip. I already put up the link for the other thing, the video of the driving the car. I threw that out there.
Wonderful.
I've run out of background music.
But, you know, this electronics thing, I don't know what happened, but I am just decided that this is something I want to really be focused on. And now there's a helicopter with a light shining on my window almost. Oh, but it's turning. Never mind.
Ooh, no, hold on. We haven't done it in a while. Wait. Damn it, I gotta refill that thing. Hold on.
The helicopter's gone.
It's been a while since we've had breaking news. Let's do it.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
For exactly 15.2 milliseconds, there was a very bright helicopter light shining directly into the Chicago Chiampa studios. We think Skip Chilling or whatever his name is up there flying around.
Chip Skipper. Tom yeah. Skilling. Chip Skipper.
Yeah.
I don't know your newscasters in Chicago anymore. It's been a while.
Chip Skilling, I guess, is doing
Chip
the
Skilling
weather.
Chip Skilling is doing the weather. Wow. Are there any casualties, any fatalities? Where are they taking the injured? Which hospital are the injured going to?
They're throwing them into the water tower at the Salvation Army right now.
All right.
Just dropping them in.
Thank you, Jim Skipper. All right.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So you want to hear some Joe Wisdoms?
Yeah, sure. Do they have background, I assume? Yes? Okay.
Yes, ahead. They have their own background.
Okay, go.
All right, here we go. Hey, Joe Wisdom here. So have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? I know I have. And boy, am I making some changes. No more donuts. Kind of cutting down on the bread. Chips? Not so much. Fries, you gotta go. And you know, sometimes you need a little look inside, too. You might think things are okay, but not really. You know, life is like that. It can let you keep going and going and going and let you forget about the little details that make a completely rosy picture. Wow.
That was pretty heavy. That and just future reference, you can make that music bed a little louder in the future.
Okay.
It was kind of drowned out a little bit. But
that's unfortunate. Well, hopefully this
the message came through loud and clear.
Okay.
The message was received.
Hey, Joe Wisdom here. So when you go shopping for your underwear and you see they're on sale, you know, like buy one, get one at 50% off, do you take advantage of it? Do you work out the math in your head? You go like, well, the package contains 4 pairs of underwears. That would make them $10 a pair at the current price of $40.
Sometimes.
If I take another advantage of that other package at 50% off, well, let's see, now that makes $7.50 a pair. I know, perplexing math, but do you take advantage of the sale? Or do you say like, well, I only need 4 pairs of underwear? Give us a call at the studios. We'd like to know what you'd do. 813-327-8566. And share your underwear sales stories with us.
It would depend on my finances at the time, but if I had the money to buy extra underwear, I would by all means buy extra underwear.
Well, but no, would you
never have too much underwear?
Would you take advantage of getting that extra pair if you knew that pair was 50% off? And even though it's going to cost you a little bit more money, you're still now you're paying $750.
Oh yeah, if I had the money, I would definitely. Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would buy more. I would buy bulker for.
But now, do you ever start to feel guilty, or do you feel like stupid because you can't? You need that package of underwear, but you can only purchase the one, and realizing you're paying more for that complete, just one package.
It would make me sad.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
But here's another Joe Wisdom for you.
Let's move it on.
Joe Wisdom here. Do you have hobbies? I sure do. Well, sometimes you need some space, so spread out. I just bet you have some tables or other odds and ends with flat surfaces. You can
I have chickens.
And make us one. Or if it's big enough, then there you go. Chickens. Perfect. Now you have your play space. Chickens. I recently filled mine with electronics. I like lights, so why not design some pretty light circuits? But, you know, I needed space circuits to do all this, because electronic components, there's a lot of them, and they can go everywhere, and so I used a secondary desk.
There you go.
Voila.
There you go.
So go with what you like and know and see how fast you can get into your groove. There but remember, you have your space.
That's just absolutely lovely.
Now, this next one, I can't eat frozen pizzas anymore. Not as much.
No.
Or maybe I just didn't cook it enough. I don't know. But this past frozen pizza excursion was not a good one.
Are you, why don't you? So is this going to tell us about your frozen pizza excursion?
It's just why I don't want to do it anymore.
Is this joke? Oh, goodness.
What's this? Pizza. How I dislike you so. Your rotten sausage and undesirable cheese makes me want to, well, I won't say that on the air. Joe Wisdom here. And let me tell you, those pizzas that claim they are just like delivery, well, they are wrong.
Wow.
When you order from your favorite pizza place, that the crust and the ingredients have a vuh-vuh-vuh-vuh. Insert fancy French term here. And they, you know, those ingredients, they won't put your stomach in a bind. You know what I mean. When no sooner than you eat your processed pizza that is processed meats and processed cheese and the processed crust, well, they start talking back at you, and soon enough, your body is like, oh no, get oh, no. that shit out of me. Thus you do. So I say, from now on, processed pizza? No thanks. Stay away, please.
I call that one gluttonous Joe.
You could sneak to another Joe Wisdom moment or four. Do you have some wisdoms to share with us? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566, and Betty will be happy to take your call. Joe and Anthony may play your wisdoms on the air. And by the way, make sure to keep it tuned in to listen.shyampa.info 24 hours a day for some fun and wacky music, talk, and a whole lot more. Right. Bye-bye.
That was awesome.
So yeah, there we have it. Joe Wisdom was thinking more like holistically, I guess, this time around.
Well, holistically is good. We like holistic stuff. We like to be holistic. And I'd give you the number, but it's like we're wrapping up in like 4 minutes here, folks. If you decide you're going to call in now, then you missed the boat.
You know what I've decided I'm going to do? I purchased this other little breadboard. I'm going to turn this one into a resistor bank.
Okay, there you go.
And then I'll connect to it to the other breadboard to do my LEDing.
There you go.
Yeah. Folks, I'm just designing little projects. You know,
there's nothing wrong with that.
This is my meditation.
I've played around with electronics many times in my life. I do find it therapeutic and relaxing. I just really don't have the time, I guess, to really get into it again right now. But no, it's always a fun little thing to build a project. I was so upset because I was at a toy store over the weekend, or the previous weekend. Yes, the previous weekend. And they had an electronics kit, but it was all, it was very sad. Because, I mean, it was great because it actually did have you build a lot of things, but you just put modules into place. You didn't actually, like, you know how the old ones you get from Radio Shack, you had a little spring and actually had the component in it and you'd run the wires. No, these, you just kind of plug these things into place and voila, you have a solar light. Voila, you have a blinking bulb. And I'm like, that doesn't teach you anything. It teaches you how to place box B with box A. It teaches you Six Sigma. That's all you're getting out of it. It's ridiculous.
I think the breadboarding option is better because you have to understand what that component is doing in for the circuit. And right now, you know, honestly, I'm just stuck at LEDs and resistors.
That you gotta start somewhere.
You know, next I'm gonna jump up to, I want to control lights.
You know,
lights.
You know that resistor bank is available in an integrated circuit format. They actually make little ICs, integrated circuits, that really? Actually are resistor banks.
Just going to make my own.
No, but make your own. But what I'm saying, in the future, because you might enjoy it, you may say, I want to upgrade my resistor bank, and you can technolize it with solid-state devices.
Yeah, that could be an option. Isn't and I actually exciting? I purchased this particular breadboard because of its color and shape and its size.
It's white and rectangular.
Well, it's actually silver. It's
quite silver. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because honestly, folks, you know, I'm not necessarily going to say that I'm going to become this like perfect engineer and design all these crazy circuits. I do a lot of this for the art, for the ability to take pictures of it because it looks cool by the time I'm done with the final picture.
However you use it, as long as you're using it, I think is the cool part about it.
Exactly, and I'm learning things at the same time.
That's the important part. So, wow.
As a matter of fact, I sent Anthony a picture of the number 9.
The number 9. Oh, yeah, you know what? I never looked at that. What happened here? Oh, I see the number 9. Number 9. We have an inside joke. There was a time when the server was malfunctioning, and it would just run this one track the same time every morning during rush hour. And I don't remember
number
what it was
called.
Number 9. And it would just, I think it was 6:45. 6:45 on the dot, you could set your watch to it. And it drove me freaking crazy. It drove us both crazy because it would always... So we had to deal with some server programming issues, and number 9 has now been relegated to a dusty stack. It will probably surface again from time to time. Initially, it came up the other day, and I'm like, I'm going to get rid of it. I'm like, but you know what? I haven't actually heard it in a while, so maybe I'll just leave it.
Yeah, and I don't mind listening to his voice every once in a while.
It's comforting.
It's funny
now,
too, because it's like, at first, it was his birthday every day.
It was his birthday every day. I knew people whose birthday was every day. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes. Is it already that time? It is. Look at that. Well, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm sorry. You go ahead, sir.
You've whiled away some valuable time listening to us, and we're really appreciative of that.
Well, yes, we absolutely are, and we thank you for tuning in and either tuning in live, which you should always try to catch if you can, and call in. We'd like callers. I don't, you know, we get the listeners, but we don't get the callers, so I get it. But voicemails are fine, too. We love voicemails. We're like Southwest with voicemails. We love voicemails. Just leave a message. We won't, you know, don't have to leave your name or anything. Just say something funny or something. Maybe we'll put you in the role or something. Anywho. So, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back next week, I believe. Remember, stuff it in. Stuff it all in. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned. Mukbang. Stay tuned for This Way Out. Oh, look, we actually finished on time.
Nice.
Bye.
You know, Chip Skipper is getting a lot of friend requests. That's great. And it's from people that know
this
people.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.